am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them. From Daytime After Dark. Welcome to so tonight we are having Leslie Kay, so she will be on in a minute. So yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Okay, please welcome one of my favorite people on the planet, even though she doesn't know she's one of my favorite people on the planet. You know her from Add the Platoon as Molly Cannon. I hope I said that right. And also, one of my favorite recast was Lois Surreal on Zenial Hospital. Nothing against Rena Sofa, but Leslie, you did amazing. And she was also on Hunter. And now we can catch her on B&B on Felisa Forrester. And people call in and say we want Felisa back. Here's Leslie.
Thank you.
Hi.
That was quite an introduction. How are you?
I'm sorry. I do it all the time. I mean, for your TV brother, Windsor, who's been on here twice, yeah, I give him, like, a very good introduction to everyone. He's the most sexiest guy in the world and everything, yeah. And he wanted me to tell you hi, by the way.
Well, it's funny because I work with his brother a lot now. How weird is that? He's got a really, really handsome brother, by the way. Just let
he
you
does?
Know.
He does?
Yep, and he's single. And I work with
okay,
him, too.
Okay, where are you working with him on? What are you doing right now?
You know, I have a secret double life. Are you aware of that?
No, tell me. I want to know.
Well, here's the scoop. When I, in 2009, when I was on contract at Bold and Beautiful and As the World Turns asked to borrow me for a little bit to finish out the Molly Holden storyline finally, Brad Bell said, sure. CBS said, sure. Everybody wanted it. And the minute I stepped foot on a plane, I was taken off contract at Bold and Beautiful. So I finished.
What?
Yeah, so I finished As the World Turns, but I was never put back fully on contract. It was just, you know, here and there, obviously. So I thought now is my time to go back to I'm never going to do it. Because in every single article you've ever read about me, a lot of that stuff's BS. But one thing that's very true is I always answered the question, what else would you be doing if you weren't on soaps? That I would be an orthopedic surgeon. So I'm very close. I went back to school for surgical technology first assist in 2011, and I now operate and I perform spine and orthopedic surgery. I work with neurosurgeons and orthopedic surgeons. And then I'm going back to school, hopefully, before I die for 2 more years, and I'll be a physician's assistant. And then I'll be all grown up.
Well, I mean, I know it takes a lot of time. My sister's a PA, so I know all about the medical field. And I pretend I'm a doctor all the time because I make her give me tips. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I can give out to my guests if they call in sick, then I can diagnose them. And she's like, oh, you're not a real doctor. I'm like, yeah, but I play one on myself. And that made her
right?
laugh. So.
I did this. My whole life I wanted to do that. I actually was pre-med, and my father, who was an orthopedic surgeon, said you should act. All medicine is going to be socialized. He was a little early. That was 19-whatever. I'm not going to say, actually. And So I changed my major to theater. I graduated with a BA in the arts, and the rest is history as far as soaps are concerned. But, you know, I act still, but I operate, and I also rep spine fusion instrumentation where Windsor's Brother comes in handy. Like, I got into the field, and I didn't know what Windsor's Brother did, right? I mean, I knew he was... I don't even think Windsor knows, honestly. Like, I would ask Windsor, I'm like, what does your brother do? And he's like, I don't know, something medical. So, So I started working in that field as well. Some company found me on LinkedIn and asked me to rep their spine fusion instrumentation and implants. And Windsor's Brother caught wind of this very renowned, amazing neurosurgeon at UCLA. It was like a big deal that I guess he switched who he was using for his bender. And so Windsor's Brother went to find out who it was, and it was me. And he was like, what? That's crazy. So I do everything. I have three different careers and a full-time mom and an engaged person. So that's my life. That's what I do.
Well, yeah, but I want you, I mean, I know you're doing the doctor thing. I think that's wonderful. But I miss you on B&B. I miss Felisa on B&B. And I kid Windsor all the time. I'm like, Windsor, if you guys were not brother and sister, you guys would be like the hottest couple. You guys have that chemistry. Oh. Like, I mean, it never borderline like you guys are flirting. But in my mind...
We used to joke about that all the time. We're like, we could be making out in the background and nobody would know. No one would notice.
I'm like, go for it. No, I had Tracy on too, your sister, Kristen. I just had her on about 3 months ago. And I love her. She's amazing. And, I'm trying to go through all the photos to kids. That's my new goal. I have a goal here. And so all I need is... your brother, your older brother, Wiz, and then I need Rick, and then I'm good. Well, I want everyone else on the planet.
Ron Moss is an amazing. Well, Ron and Windsor truly are my brothers. Susan Flannery and John McCook truly are my parents. Like it was just an immediate fit. Like you said. General Hospital, like Molly on As the World Turns, that was my character. I love that character. I started that character. It's not a recast, you know. And Lois, obviously, I love that character. And they wrote me out when I got pregnant in 2004, and I took my pregnant ass over to CBS and Bold and Beautiful, and they said, "Come in as soon as you have the baby." So I met with Brad Bell, holding a 2-day-old Alec in my arms, And he wrote me in as Felicia with a baby boy because I guess that's what he envisioned. But honestly, like, Brad saved my booty at that time. He really did. And I will always be grateful for that. But I would love to come back. I get sad that they – I mean, I'm happy they haven't replaced me. That's nice. But I get sad that I'm not there at all because I feel like it would be really fun to work with this new younger crowd.
And I mean, it's so much, but you amaze me as Molly, too. You amaze me as the Routoons. And I just had Martha Burns on the other last week. And
I was offered to do a movie role in New York last year, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't. I couldn't leave what I was doing. So I had them hire Martha. So she took over the role. It was great.
Oh, see? I mean, that is amazing. But she was telling me. She was telling me when you, I don't know if you were a part of this, but and as the return, all of you guys got pregnant around the same time. I know Mala West, you know. And were you a part of the pregnancy? What was in the wall about you? Oh. Were you not part of the thing about game?
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. I believe I was. I think I was first, and then Maura, and then Ellen. And Yeah, it was a crazy year for babies. And Michael Park's wife, too, right around that time, because her daughter, their daughter, was born like a week before Jackson. So, yeah, I want more. I'm trying for more. Are you kidding me? I would have, honestly, I would have a couple more if I could.
I know. Once you do it once or twice, then you want to do it. You made me cry, by the way, which is good on soaps. But when Jake died and Molly,
Oh my God, I can't believe you're saying that. I cannot believe you're saying that. I just, well, first of all, I get to see Tom Eplin, well, last year and the year before because our kids go to the same school. Is that so bizarre? Dick Buchanan Elementary. I saw him there one morning and tackled him. Literally, like, I think I knocked him over, and people were looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with this person? Because my son had just started there in third grade. His daughter, his stepdaughter, but she's his daughter, Tran, was in fourth grade. So I saw Tom, and I had not seen him since the day he died on As the World Turns. The day, so I had to tell my son the entire story. I said it was the most real thing I've ever been through as an actor. That I literally, I mean, I was sick for about a week after that. It brought back up, and I'm not a method actor per se. Like, I don't think of other things to make me cry in a scene, you know. But for some reason, it brought up the exact same feeling I had when my father died, and it made me physically ill, honestly. That's how real that was. But I think it maybe was uncomfortable for people to watch because it was so real. I don't know.
Well, and this, I was in high school then, and my drama class was saying, oh my gosh, as the return, something's going to happen today. And I'm like, okay, so like good people we are, we skipped. And we had to go and watch it. And I was crying nonstop. Everyone was just crying. And I'm like, why do they have to do that, poor Jake? So whenever you see him again, you can tell him about my soul because I've had a crush on him for many years. And I thought you guys were supposed to be the super couple. You know, forget all the other super couples. You guys had it.
Thank you. We used to joke around that we were named this one year, we were named the sexiest couple of the year, and we never had a love scene ever. We always had, never, we never had a bed scene because they didn't want Tom to take his shirt off. So it was always before, and he called it Hucklebuck. I don't know if you remember that, but he made that up. So we would call it the Hucklebuck, and which came from Jackie Gleason, I found out years later. I didn't know that at the time. And so it would show us before leaving the room, and it would show us maybe afterwards coming back from in another room, but never, ever. And we laughed so hard that we were sexiest couple and never had to be in bed. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, you guys, there was just something about you guys, and you know, I love you as as the return, but okay, it kind of, you know, was on at the same time as Days of Our Life, so I had to flip through it before I got my TiVos, and because I didn't trust my VCR back then, and I'm like, and people's like, how can you flip through? I'm like, hey. It's commercials. I don't like commercials sometimes, so that's what I did. But when As the Returns went off air and it was April 1st, I thought, Beanie, I'm like, no, this is just a rumor. It's not happening. It's an April Fool's joke, people. Don't worry. And I was trying to calm people down, everything. As soon as I saw on Entertainment Tonight, I knew it was true. I'm like, oh.
You know
Oh,
that
if it was.
I tried to get the rights to it. I even had the executive producer on board with me to sell a smaller, pared down version of it to Netflix, and Procter and Gamble wouldn't sell me the rights. They said everybody's fine with it being gone, and we don't want to dredge it back up. That was their
B,
answer.
okay. I remember Spiel was a guest on the show because it's very unprofessional, but BS. That's all I can say, BS. to this day, people are trying to find a way to bring it back. So for them to not say that, no, they just didn't want to, you know, come on, they just didn't want to do it. They thought it was not cost efficient, all of this, and what do? They put the talk in the game show, in Guiding Light and you play. So, no, I disagree with that. Wholeheartedly, I disagree with that.
Carly, there is such a big place for soaps. There are so many fans. I mean, look, even at the hospital, they'll wheel a patient in. It happens almost every other time, almost every other day. There's a patient that says, "Are you Felicia Molly?" Or Lois. See, I get that sometimes. But there is such a big fan base for soap operas. And I don't understand. So anyway, there's a show, Queens of Drama.
Mm-hmm.
And they've, I guess I can say this, I'm on their short list to be the new replacement, which is good or bad or ugly. I don't know. I honestly feel like I've never been wanting to be on a reality show, but if they did select me, it would be fantastic because the whole premise of the show is producing a new soap, which I've produced and acted and I've directed before. And I would love to be part of making another soap. You know, it would be really fun. So
I think I know what you're talking about. Without saying, I think I know what you're talking about.
I do. It would be incredible.
Yeah, and also, what made you go to dental hospital as Lois? You did a great job. You know, nothing to take away from Weena Sofa. You made it your own. And I loved you and Wally together on the scenes.
I did, too. And, you know, I have to say, I see Mark Teschner also on a daily basis because both of our kids are in fifth grade at that same school. And, you know, we never talk about it, but I would go back there in a second. Number one, my Maura West is there. Number two, I love that whole cast. But here's the big thing. Gene Pasquani, I guess, just went on as head writer. And the words that she wrote for me were so unbelievable that, I mean, it would be a dream come true to work for her again, too. So I never discount anything. I always keep my fingers crossed because I miss it. I miss the daily grind of going in and because I enjoyed it. I think, you know, I don't know. I guess people can tell when you enjoy something. And the two things that I've enjoyed most is operating on people and acting on soaps. It's like, so I guess I've had a pretty good life.
Well, yeah, and if I was your patient and I came in and noticed you, I think I would try and make an appointment with you every day. Just say, not stalking people. Just like, oh, she can give me all this medical stuff. Then when the soaps are not doing correctly, I can write to them. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I have to give a shout out to Sharon Grayson, who was my RN at the place that I've been working. I'm not on staff anywhere. I freelance sort of because I need to have time available to act and do other things.
Mm-hmm.
But she's the RN there, and she's a big fan. And she didn't let me know for about the first 2 weeks we worked mm-hmm. together, and all of a sudden she started calling me Felicia. And I was like, that's curious. And then finally she was like, okay, I just have to tell you, I'm your biggest fan. So she called me. She would always say, because we have what's called a timeout in the operating room where you have to say everything that's happening in the surgery, right? And so it's before you make the first incision. And whenever she did the timeout, she would say, the part of surgical tech is now being played by Felicia.
That is so unbelievable. And when you were on Dental Hospital, did you have any scenes, I'm trying to remember, with Monique Bernard? Because I'm sorry, because Lois and Sunny were friends growing up. They were BFFs, by the way.
I know. And they did. You know what they did do at that scene? I was only there for a year, not even. I mean.
I know. I cried and, when you left.
I didn't even leave. I don't even know what happened to Lois. To be, if you like, it's just that they just stopped
writing
me.
You went back to Bensonhurst. back,
oh,
you know, yes, you went back there, and, you know, but I'm like, bring Lois back, you know, but.
Well, it would be awesome. I mean, I obviously would have a great time with it. I think that she could have grown up a lot since last she was there, and I think because they wrote me with Lenny's nemesis, they wrote me with Ted, what was his name, Alcazar. Because they wrote me with Alcazar, I didn't get to really work with Maurice, and I love Maurice. We're very good friends. I never got to really work with him, and that would be amazing.
Yeah, and he's the hottest guy on daytime. Well, one of them. But no, when you went to Borden the Beautiful, I thought, yes, this is a great Felisa. I'm still excited. But when Stephanie died, again, you were amazing.
Thanks.
You must do death scenes really well because, once again, you were amazing. That final talk that you guys had, when you went through breast cancer, I mean, not you, but when Felisa went through breast cancer and how Stephanie helped you, and but when Stephanie...
We had this one scene, I think it was on the year I was nominated there, and I had it on it was on that reel, I believe, where we have a talk, and it's all takes place in the bed. We're both under the covers, and we have this amazing, it was really well written by Patrick Mulcahy, and it was fantastic, and the blocking, the director had us blocked, like, all over the place. Like walking here, getting up here. And Susan Flannery said, BS, that's not happening. She's on a walker. She's dying. She's got stage 4 liver cancer. We're going to stay in the bed, and this is what's happening. So she redirected it, and we just stayed in the bed the entire scene, and it was probably one of the best scenes of that whole storyline, for me anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. You know, I just loved the whole scene, and I loved everyone gathering around right before, you know, Stephanie takes off, and just everyone is having a hard time saying goodbye. There was not a dry eye in that room, you know. I'm like, I was crying for you and for Windsor. I'm like, oh, this is not good. But you guys made it seem so real as possible, and I just loved it. I mean, I didn't want her to die. And then when you came home for that Christmas, when Eric, Dom was not doing well, and once again, did you have a singing voice? Because you were singing for Christmas that one year. You and Tracy were not taking the whole song by you guys yourself, but have you... When we're singing.
I can sing in a group, but I can't sing by myself.
No, because I thought you were awesome. I'm like, maybe she's a sing now. Oh, because I thought you were awesome.
Well, I love you. That's really amazing. Let's go to karaoke sometime.
Okay. And then you were on one of my favorite shows, Huntu, way back. You were on Huntu. And so, you know, I remember watching you, and I'm like...
Are you kidding me?
Huntu, no, Huntu was my favorite show of all time. I love Cops.
Love it. That was my very first acting job in Los Angeles.
They sort of kept you on there. Because I, you know... I love Huntu. Fred Dwyer cannot do anything wrong in my eyes, and, you know, I just, you know, I remember seeing you, and I'm like, see, they need to give her a nighttime soap, or I can enjoy her at night, and during the day, then I'm happy, because right now, I'm not happy not seeing you on my screen. And I was talking to Tracy about this, because, I mean, you know, I wonder if you keep up with what's going on Borden the Beautiful right now. Eunice Alley died, Stone's daughter, and Kristen and Felisa wasn't back for it. And all the fans, there was an uproar for you guys for not being there for your brother. I took the high road and said, it's not their fault. They probably wanted to come back. They would probably not ask people.
We were not. You're absolutely right. Yeah, of course I would have come back. I was not asked.
Yeah, I was sad that you were not there.
That dumbfounds me, actually. Usually they do ask us back for those things.
Yeah. Because Tracy's son, adopted son, Zendaya, is back on the canvas. So everyone thought Tracy would be on her way back, and you on her way back. And so I'm going to start a tweeting campaign, if it's okay with you, to bring you back, because everyone's missing you, and I want to see you and Stone making out in the background and just see if anyone would know.
I love Bold and Beautiful, and I would love to go back as Felicia, but I'm not discounting. And I always told Brad that it's either his show or no show, and I said that for a long time. But you know what? If they're not having me back for funerals, then I'm not going to say that anymore. So at this point, I'm opening myself up to any other show. You heard it right here.
Why don't you go on dates? Go on dates.
I have a very good relationship with the writer there. Do you know him?
Yes, I know. Yeah.
He just came on. No, Josh Griffith.
Okay.
He just came on. Yeah. Yeah, and he was writing at Young and the Restless when I was brought over there as Felicia. Right around the writer's strike.
Yes.
And they had a storyline. I'm telling you all sorts of dirt. I can't believe I'm telling you. But anyway, you caught me at a good time. They brought me over for that storyline. It was supposed to continue, and Barbara Bloom at the time was the head of CBS, and I don't know what happened because I wasn't in the room, so I can't say what happened. But I will tell you that Josh Griffith felt really bad, because I guess he had a whole story written that didn't happen, and it would have been fun. It was with the character Josh, so it would have been a lot of Josh Morrow's character. It would have been a lot of fun, but it didn't happen, and so I at that time, after the writer's strike, I don't know if Josh left Young and the Restless at the time, Josh Griffith I'm speaking of now, and so now I heard he's at Dave's. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Maybe something is telling you now. No, I would love seeing you and Dawson Romo hit the sack or whatever. You guys have been hot together. And, you know, I would enjoy if Felisa and Nick had a photo Newman wedding. Yeah, see, I already have you married off. But that's okay.
That would be... Felicia's never been married, sadly. So that would be...
I know. Don't worry. If I was running, you would be married to a Billy. I would bring on Tom. I would resurrect Tom back for you and bring back Jake on Bold and the Beautiful. Because
I joke around that to date, that was my best wedding ever, was with Tom on As the World Turns. That was a great wedding.
It was, and just remember, tell Tom he's welcome and come on here, because I do not want him to die. I'm not over his death. I'm still not over. They did this wrong. But I better get to callers before people kill me or not like me anymore. I don't think anyone cannot like me. I'm too likable, but. 954, you on the air?
Hi, this is David.
Hi, David.
Hi, Bessie.
Hi.
I want to say I'm a new viewer to a Bold and the Beautiful. I haven't been watching it that for a couple of weeks. I'm a big fan of yours on At the World Turns. I love you on At the World Turns and your hospital.
What is your last name?
Burgess.
I know you. thank you. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that. I appreciate you too.
Yeah, my question is, do you have a favorite storyline from your show At the World Turns or Bold and Beautiful?
Yes, I mean, Bold and Beautiful, I really only had one storyline. So obviously my favorite storyline was the cancer story for so many reasons, but because my dad had died actually of the same kind of cancer that Felicia had. And I thought they were spying into my life and how bizarre it was that it was like the exact same kind and I was having a liver transplant and all this. It was just bizarre. But it turns out that the writer, Patrick Mulcahy, his mother also had a liver transplant at the exact same hospital my dad did. So it was all connected spiritually. But that was my favorite storyline. It just was. I mean, playing Molly on As the World Turns, obviously, anything I did with Tom Eplin was my favorite. It just was. It could be nothing. It could just be standing in the room. But anything I did with Tom, so I can't say there's a specific moment. But his whole death, that whole thing, as much as I hated it, from an actor's point of view, it was probably one of the best things that I ever got to do. So I always say I won the Emmy for the wrong thing. It was the ghost story, which was fun, but you know, it was. I would have to say Felicia's cancer story.
Yeah. Also, you have any more memorable fan moments that you get to never forget?
Fan moments? Actually, I had a really good. Really great one about 4 years. I've had a lot, and I will never, I mean, there's been so many, but about, this was the best because it was so funny, but about right when I was finishing school, 2013, when I was in my internship, I started it at Hollywood Presbyterian, and this patient, I can say it because under HIPAA rules, I'm not saying her name, but there was this patient that was wheeled down the hallway, and she was crying. I noticed she was crying and kind of just there in the middle of the hallway. And so I stopped. I was just finishing up as a student at that time, but I stopped to check on her because turns out her surgery was canceled because of this and that. And she looks up at me and she goes, "Oh, my God." She said, "Are you Molly Felicia?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And she goes, "I am so embarrassed that I am meeting you and I don't have my teeth in." And I said, "That's okay. Teeth are overrated." And she said, "You are." Had it made me laugh hard. She's like, "I'm sorry. I can't believe that came out of my mouth." I just like, you know, I was like, "No, you're right. I am so overrated. You're right." It was funny. But and so then when her surgery was rescheduled for the next day, of course she had me bring her in a headshot. And she told the doctor she wanted me. And I was just a student. She's like, "I want her in my surgery, and I want to wake up with her face right next to mine." So. That's what happened.
Okay, well, thanks for my questions.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, David. I will put you back on hold, buddy.
All right.
Thank you.
9-1-10, you're on the air.
Hey, Leslie, this is Bobby. I want to say, before I get underway, I want to thank you very much for sending me an autograph picture and some fan club information when you were on Bold and Beautiful.
I
remember you doing that.
Well, I try. Honestly, if there's anybody out there that I haven't gotten back to, it's because I probably did not get your letter, because I try to get back to everybody. So,
I think I think I wrote to you about the same time you have the cancer storyline. Because I did talk about how it was kind of different with you having to shave your head for that scene and stuff like that. And I was talking at the time about joking about it because right now I can just say this 10 years later, with the fact I'm getting old and have gray hairs and losing my hair completely, that I'm just end up just getting my hair, just shaving my hair, not because I have cancer, but because I just don't want to be embarrassed having gray hairs at age 40.
But
I thought you was hot with the with that, because I thought it was pretty cool what you did by donating the hair to Hair for Locks. I think I can't remember the name of the organization.
Locks of Love.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just want to say before I go on, I think I tweeted you about a month or so ago. Have you ever gotten jokes from people who would just say, bye, Felicia, knowing that you played Felicia on Bold and Beautiful a couple of times? I know that's probably been a joke that you've been getting hundreds of times.
Has there been a joke about what?
Have you ever gotten the bye, Felicia treatment, even though you played Felicia on Bold and Beautiful hundreds of times, as a joke?
No, you know what? It's funny. I have not, but except for by my own children. But recently, maybe around the time that you did that, Jackie McGinnis Wood tweeted, I wish they would have Leslie Kay back, if for nothing else, to have a theme where somebody could say bye, Felicia.
Yeah. Yeah, but,
and I retweeted it or liked it or whatever. I don't know. I'm horrible on that thing. I don't even know what it was.
Yeah.
But I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, because I think Sandra Robinson, who was on General Hospital as Felicia at the same time, liked my comment and said, there have been a few times, but Christina Wagler, who discovered this off of a Coke bottle, was joking about this. So this is how it actually just started out. But speaking of General Hospital, it was funny back around the Christmas episode in 2013 to see you and Rena, the two Loises, on at the same time.
I know, right?
Yeah, because I thought, okay, it was great, but where is Brooke Lynn going to come in and start singing? I mean, I know Adrian was working right across the hall from you at Young and the Restless at the time as Colleen before they replaced her with that chick that's now on Pretty Little Liars and then kill her off later.
Oh, yeah, that girl's doing well.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I don't remember her name either, but I think she's doing really well.
I think. Yeah, because I know the actor that played Colleen that died is now on Pretty Little Liars.
Lindsay Fosa.
No, not Lindsay. It was I can't pronounce it, but she was Aussie but born in South Africa.
Okay. It will come in my mind, Bobby. It will. Don't worry.
Anyways, I was just going to ask you, Leslie, if they ask you back to GH, you know, and I don't know how busy Adrian is, if they want to bring her back as Brooklyn or they want to just recast another actress to play that role, do you think this would be good? Because the only problem that would be is just getting Wally off of Days where he is right now and just having him back on GH as Ned. That's the only problem that would be a loophole right now for GH if we want to have the whole Ned, Lois, and Brooklyn relationship back again.
Well, you know what, Bobby? When there's wills, there's ways. When I was on As the World Turns and I needed to move across country and I was in the middle of a contract and I wanted to play Lois because I knew that would get me to L.A. and I heard they were casting Lois, and everyone said, that can't happen. My agent said, that can't happen. You're under contract. Chris Galtman, Jill Farron Phelps, everybody made it happen. And it was airing on both shows at the same time.
Oh, I
remember
that.
Yeah, and that had never happened before because everybody said, that can't happen, and it happened. So I think that if General Hospital wanted it, they could have it.
Okay.
That's
yep.
Right.
Yeah, and I just want to just say one more thing. I enjoyed your appearance when you appeared on a couple of episodes of Young and the Restless about 6-7 years ago, because about the same time that Adrian was with the role of Amber that she had made famous on Bold and Beautiful was on there at the time, and then she came back to Bold and Beautiful, and you would just sporadically pop in like for holidays and stuff like that. So I really enjoyed it.
I know, and now I found out they're not even having me in for funerals, so now I'm really pissed off.
Did I kind of break that? Whoops, I did, didn't I?
No, I mean, that shows you how much I do not pay attention to what's going on, because honestly, like, I mean, there's no point. If there's no point in paying attention if it's not part of my immediate life, because I have so much going on at one time on a daily basis.
Right.
Like, if I just tell you my regular day, you wouldn't believe it. Most people don't believe it. I mean,
right.
The thing is,
my son's acting too. So, like, I get up and I skip to school.
Was the one that was RJ for a while when he was a baby? Because how old is both of them
when
now?
When he was little, not RJ. He played Nick. Well, they called him something.
Dominique.
I didn't like.
I don't know.
Right, Felicia's baby. His name. He was mine and Nick's.
Oh, okay.
Remember him?
Oh, I know you're talking about. Yes, but I can't think of the name.
Yeah, because how old is both of them right now?
What?
How old is both of them? Because how old is Jackson and how old is Alec?
Well, it turned out to be Dante's baby. Anyway, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember.
Right, because I was looking at some pictures the other day on Twitter, and they look like they have grown, because I think Jackson is, what, 11? And the other one is, like, 10?
Oh, Jackson is 15, 5, 10. Oops, what happened? Sorry, somebody was singing. Jackson is 15 years old and 5'10", and Alec is 10 years old, and he's quite tall as well. So they're big. But I can always go by age because I had Jackson on As the World Turns, and I had Alec on Bold and Beautiful. So I, you know,
right.
I can always remember years that way.
Right, because I do remember an interview we surrendered an entire turn we had when you brought on Jackson, and he reviewed that of the fact that you was having Alec at the time. So I just found that to be cute, even though I kind of missed the interview, but I might have to go back on YouTube and check it out.
Okay, Bobby, we have other calls, baby.
Anyways, you have a good night, and it was a pleasure to talk to you. So I'll be happy to be placed back on hold, Carly, and I'll talk to you all after the interview. All right.
Thanks, Bobby.
No problem,
have a good night.
Bobby. You know, I almost called you Molly. Like,
okay.
When you guys were talking, I almost called you Molly. I'm like, I can't do that. They're going to think I'm crazy. But, yeah, that was in my head.
I answered everything.
Okay. Awesome. Oh, David, you're on.
Hello, sweeties. How are you?
Hi. Who's this?
My name's David. I'm from Connecticut, and I am a huge, 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 huge fan of Lois Cirillo Ashton.
I'm so glad.
Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, she was a breath of fresh air to the Hughes, I'm telling you.
You have the best laugh ever. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Well, thank you.
No, he has the evil laugh. He has the evil laugh, believe me. He has the evil laugh. It scared me.
Oh, you hush up. Now, my dear, here's a few things. First of all, Lois has actually been mentioned on the show for years after you left the show.
Yeah.
And most recently, she was mentioned as being, she went on tour with Brooklyn when Brooklyn went on tour.
Okay.
You were on, too.
Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to ask you, about Ricky Martin, remember him?
Yes.
Basically, your character and the character of Brenda, two of them basically got Ricky Martin on the map.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you guys did,
Think about it, because he became famous right after he left General Hospital. It was because of Lois and Brenda and L&B Records, you know, and all that stuff, that Ricky Martin, you know, ended up being, you know, noticed.
Yeah.
So really, you basically, it's because of you that we have, the character you played, that we have Ricky Martin in the public eye, you know, so thank you
for
that.
It's good.
I'm kidding. Honestly, you really should come back to GH because the Qs really need a little life these days. I mean, we've lost so many of them. Alan died.
Yeah.
Edward passed. Edward,
Lila.
AJ's gone. Emily's gone now too. Emily's gone now. So, you know, we need Lois to shake things up.
I honestly, I would love it because I feel like my time there was cut short and I didn't get to work.
It really was. And, you know,
it was.
It is.
I'm very spiritual. I guess I feel like things happen the way they're supposed to. If they didn't write me out when I was pregnant, I never would have been on Bold and Beautiful. And Felicia, being Felicia, obviously was like, you know, a dream come true, and it had some amazing scenes for me, and I got to meet some amazing people. So,
can you share a couple of recollections of working with the late John Engel?
I did get to work with him, and I loved him. We had a little secret love affair. Like I mean, jokingly, not for real. But
he was a great actor. I loved Edward. Whenever he has a scene with Edward on it, it always cheered me up when I had a bad day. I loved Edward.
Well, I mean, I feel like I never got to finish what I started there, and it'd be nice.
You didn't.
Short time, yeah. And you know, there's some great actors on that show, and now there's equally amazing head writer.
What's your favorite memory of Mr. Engel?
My favorite memory of him was probably when he spoke to the crowd at the fan event that I went to the year that I was on there. It wasn't even on the show, because on the show we had big group scenes and he didn't do a lot at that time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
to me, it's always hard to believe that you were only on for a year, because it felt like, you know, you were on so much, and your character was basically, the way she talked, the way she... You know, the way she reacted to people, it livened up every scene. It was fantastic. I enjoyed every moment of it.
Well, I miss it. It was really fun. It was such a fun role. And, you know,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Sam, but I just wanted to say that's why looking back, I can't believe it's only been that you were on for only a year, because Lois was what cemented into my brain, and I've missed her ever since.
Well, mine too.
I think they should have a little Lois in their life. Everybody should have a little Lois.
Now you were saying about John. You were saying about John at the fan event.
Oh, the way that he got up and spoke to people, and just like he was so, it was like everyone was his best friend, you know.
Oh.
Did you watch the
final scenes that he did on the show?
No, I did not, but now you're making me want to go look at them. Are they on YouTube?
Yes, they are on YouTube.
Yes, they are.
Let's see, I will send you them. So when I find them, I will send them to you. David, we have another caller.
I'm saying real quick, you'll definitely want to see this, because this basically cements Edward as being at his best. You have to watch what happens. It's just a crisis situation. And Edward stepped up and helped a little girl who needed help.
And the
day right after he filmed those scenes was when John Engel died.
That sounds a lot like John Engel's real personal self. That's what he was doing. So that's pretty amazing.
He was feeling at his worst, and he still came for one last appearance on the show, and then he died the day afterwards.
Yeah. Okay, David, I'm going to put you on hold, buddy.
Right. I just want to say they did a wonderful send-up of him as an actor and as a character at Thanksgiving of that year. So the Thanksgiving episode was all about Edward, you know, because the character died off like right before Thanksgiving on the show. So you can watch the Thanksgiving episode from that year.
I will look for it. I will definitely look for it.
God bless you, and I hope to see you on General Hospital again. I miss you.
God bless you, from your mouth to God's ears. Thank you.
Please return to lighten up my days. Bye-bye.
Oh, God. Wait. Don't I ever do that for you, David? I mean, I thought I'd do that for you.
You always pick the perfect people. really. Every time you pick always the people I love to talk to. So, and by the way, you're doing a fantastic job with every one of the interviews you're doing. You've been getting better and better and better each time. I really hope that you get really good. Listen, you should probably spread the word to anyone else you know. Have Carly interview them because she comes up with the best questions I've heard in a long time.
She's good. I agree.
And you're welcome.
Thank you.
Please come back
okay,
on the show
David.
Anytime you want.
Yes.
Come back on the show anytime you want.
Okay, David, I'm putting you on hold, and I'm bringing one last call on. And my BFF and my second mom, Maggie, you on the air.
Hi, Leslie, how you doing?
I'm good. Who am I talking to?
This is Maggie. I'm one of the hosts with Curly.
Nice to meet you.
It is. I love that you're doing a medical career. That is, God bless you with it. I mean, awesome.
Well, I really thought to myself at that time because I was for the first time in 14 years not owned by a network, and I thought, now's the time to do it if I'm going to do it. And so it's been a rough few years, I'm not going to lie. I mean, it was not easy, but but it's so rewarding, and it's something that nobody can ever take away from me. You know, I go in and I talk to the new classes at the college I went to, and they'll have me speak to the new classes, and I bring in my Emmy, and I bring in my CST card, and I hold them up, and I say, you know, this one, the big shiny gold one, does not get me another dollar or another day of work the rest of my life, but this card, I can work anywhere in the world, like not just in this state, not just in this country, I can work anywhere in the world with that certification and degree that I earned, and I was valedictorian.
You're valedictorian? Wow.
Yeah, my old ass is valedictorian. How about that?
Awesome.
You're not old. Please do not say you're old. No.
Well, I mean, in that class I was, I'll tell you that right now. You know what I mean? Like, they're all like 18 to 25. So I felt pretty good about that because it had been a long time since I'd taken math. But, you know, I mean, I had to take, I mean, getting your CSTFA is harder than it used to be. They've changed the rulings on a lot of those things. So you have to take everything from pathophysiology to pharmacology to chemistry to physics. So, I mean, it was, like, pretty grueling, but awesome. At the same time, like, I felt like it was a great challenge. I missed the challenge of daytime. I'm not going to lie. That's a whole other challenge, like learning the words and making them your own and making the people at home feel something. That's a beautiful challenge in its own way as well. So,
and you did a beautiful job with all your roles, and you really needed to be there for Allie. I mean, I think Bo was really dumb not having a relationship. It really,
that's weird.
Really,
I'm gonna say that. I'm gonna go on record to say that's weird.
The thing is, I will never understand, and I haven't got to talk to Windsor since then because he's not doing any interviews right now. I don't know why. I wish I could find out why. Ask his sexy brother why he's not doing any interviews right now. For Lisa not to be there for Stone about people, it just didn't make sense. My mouth was dropping. You know, I felt like none of the other kids were called. Rick was the only two first kids that were there. And for me, it did not make sense because you guys all loved Allie and I was screaming on my TV for 2 days.
Well, the thing is that my child and Allie were around the same age, right?
Uh-huh.
My child and so it's weird, you know what I mean, like all the Christmases the kids were the same age and playing together, so it's weird that they wouldn't have it is weird they wouldn't have me there for Thorne's character because Felicia and Thorne I don't know
and if you want to call the device, Well, some people shouldn't take over the vice because they're so blunt and so could get you into trouble. But I would call Brad Bill up right now and say, hey, why would I live? Yeah, that's what I would do. Probably give me trouble.
I love you for saying that, but I would never do that. I mean, in my opinion, he has always been very good to me. But that is weird. I'm not going to lie. Like, I do email him from time to time and just say hi because we like to keep in touch. And he knows I adore him and I love him. But that is weird. I'm a little flummoxed over that one. That's strange. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, maybe
well,
it's
Yeah. And we would love to have you back anytime if, you know, you ever need to come on for Brain Surgery. If you do a new movie or Brain Surgery again. No, you want to talk about some operation you're about to do? Heck, I'm all for it. So my sister won't tell me anything because I keep giving people sort of bad information. Now, I just tell people when they don't feel good, I'm like, okay. Sometimes I tell them to take an extra dosage of something. This will make me feel better. And my sister's like, do you want anyone to overdose? I'm like, no, I don't want people to overdose. I want people to feel better. I'm Dr. Colley. And then my sister's like, would you please leave the medical things up to the medical field? I'm like, no, I cannot do that. Thank you.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it's my sister's birthday. Yeah, I forgot about that. But we would love it if you came on any time. Feel free to call me or text me or anything, and we will get you and Tracy back at B&B no matter what I have to do. And if you see Windsor before I do, give him a big hug and says, call Lisa Ty and get his behind back on the show.
You really need to meet his brother. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, we'll tell him something all about my show. And just lie and say I'm a medical. We talk about medical stuff and bam. Yeah.
You're
You know. I got one question about Thorne's brother. That's your brother's brother. But, I was wondering, did he play football too, like Windsor?
No. Who, Windsor's brother?
Windsor's brother.
Yeah.
Doctor. Yeah?
Wait, I'm sorry, what's the question again?
Was he at Aggie like Windsor was? Because I used to watch Windsor years ago, a few years back, playing football. I was just
I'm sure. Victor's a couple years younger than Windsor, and I'm sure he played football. I'm pretty sure he did.
Ooh.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Yummy.
And he's
yummy.
He's adorable. Yeah, he never got married and he never had kids, so he looks really young.
Okay, well, Leslie, you can send in my information. I'm, you know, single at the moment, which hasn't happened in like 3 years. So, yeah, just send in my information. And like I said, we would love to have you back on. And did the kids go back to school? Did the kids go back today or tomorrow for school? Or did they go back last week?
They've been back for 3 weeks. And I'm engaged. I don't know if we'll ever actually have a ceremony, but I'm engaged.
That's
fun.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lucky.
Well, when you feel about talking about this guy, let me know. we can have a whole. And when you want to do your wedding, I can help you plan your wedding. Don't worry. I'm great at planning weddings. So, and if you do go over to General Hospital, I want you to work with my favorite person in the world, which is Laura White. You and Laura would be like you guys could play sisters. You guys would be so good. Because you only worked with Marla West as cousins on As the Return. So it's due time to book with Laura, my opinion.
Well, I like Laura, right?
Yeah, Laura White, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get divorced. I think she came there after I left.
Exactly. So that's why I want you to come back and work with her, because she's amazing.
Well, I like her as a person. I know them all. You know that. We're all connected. We're all like 2 degrees, no, 1 degree of separation between all of us. But, yeah, I love that cast. They're such a good, and the crew at General Hospital, too. Like, I'm very close with them and all the directors. Like, I still speak to them. And so you never know. You never know.
Well, because Melissa told me last week she would try to get on Michael Parks on here for me because, you know, Michael Parks and Top Eblin are my, like, crushes back in the day. So I have a goal of having all my crushes back in the day and present on the show. So that's my other goal.
Well, tell me who you want. Let me work on that for you. You want Michael Parks? Who else?
I want Michael Parks. I want Tom Eplin.
I'll tell you right now, Tom will never do it. Tom won't. This is what he said to me, and this is my love. This is Tom Eplin. I see him. I told you, I see him at school last year. And we hug and we talk for like 30 minutes out by the cars, and then I'm like, so I don't get your number, huh? He goes, because I don't call anybody back. You can't have my number because it'll be no good to you because I don't call anybody. So instead, I have his wife's number, and so she and I talk, but, like, he's like, I don't get my – he doesn't talk to anybody. So I would venture to guess that will never happen, but I could definitely get you Mike. Like, Michael Park would be a hoot. You would love talking to him.
Yeah, would you please? Because I know more Martha's really busy, so if you could get Michael Park on here, I would love you. I mean, I already love you. But remember, if I was your patient, I think I would come in every day with a new injury. No, I don't have his email or anything. So
right,
can you book on that for me?
I will put you together with him. I will do that.
Okay, well, we will want you back on anytime, like I said. You have my number. I will email you in 6 months to see if you want to come back. And let me know on the Michael Park thing.
If anything happens with any of either Queens of Drama or General Hospital or Days of Our Lives or Bold and Beautiful or Young and the Restless, you'll be the first to know.
Thank you. Have a great night and say hi to your kids. They are so cute. Your kids are so cute.
I will.
Okay, have a great day.
Okay,
have a great
you.
Night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Wow.
Thanks, Leslie. I mean, okay. You guys, that was Leslie Kay from As a Virgin General Hospital, Bold and the Beautiful. Do a good job, Mom?
Yes, you did a terrific job. You really did.
That was a great interview. I enjoyed it.
Hey,
David. Am I on?
Hey, David.
Oh, good, I am on. That was a great interview. I enjoyed it. You know, you always seem to get all the people I've really always wanted to talk to. There's still several that I still would love to get a hold of, but you're getting them out of the park every time. You get every person I've been wanting to talk to for years, and you're getting them on all this year so far. So you're doing fantastic.
Well, I know. I'm amazing. But what was I going to ask you guys? I haven't seen Y&R and B&B from Monday and Tuesday. I wasn't feeling well. And, David, it's not like I'm ignoring you, but you can't ask Mom, Maggie, that I haven't been feeling good all weekend. Right, Maggie?
Oh, you haven't. We've both been kind of rough.
Yeah. Maggie and I both have been kind of under the weather this weekend, And so
well, you know
we
is,
are not
you know
ignoring
is,
you, boys.
You know what it is lately? I mean, at least in my area, we're getting excessive heat. In fact, in my state, we had to close the schools early because of the heat. It was like almost 100 degrees for heat, and we don't usually get this kind of weather in September. So
I don't get why they we'll have the kids go to school without air conditioning and
the thing of it is, like I said, we don't normally need the air conditioning as much as we're getting to have to do in September. Getting in September and October, we don't usually need the air conditioning on as high as it's been. We're it's just starting into September and we're getting almost to 100 degree weather on the East Coast. So you have to understand that's unusual for people. Maybe out in California or something, yeah, it's warmer. But out on the East Coast, definitely, we're not usually, particularly New England, we're not really expecting to have uber hot weather stretches in September as high as we're getting 95 degrees and up.
Mm-hmm. I just hope the kids don't have to make up the school year for it.
Carly, the thing of it is this. This has been, I think, as far as I can recollect, I think this is the first in a very long time that we had a heat day. Normally we have snow days, but we've never had a heat day before. So, yeah, I think that was definitely a unique situation. I didn't even know that it was that. I was in the house all day, and I did have my AC on, even though my electrical is through the roof anyway. But I had it on. So I didn't know how hot it was outside. I pretty much was inside most of the day. You know how it is. You're doing laundry and whatnot. You know, you're just doing your, you know. Oh, anyone who prays, please pray over my dryer. It died over the weekend.
The good news is I have
another dryer I can use. I can go to my mother's house and dry my clothes there. But the fact that my personal dryer is busted, you know, it's a personal feeling of having your own stuff. And when something of yours breaks down, particularly when you need it most,
it hurts.
Well, yeah, I have a good question for you guys. Okay. So do you ever stop by your parents' house just to use their house as a grocery store? Have you guys ever done that? Because I have.
It's fine.
No, but I have.
Well, it's been like with my mom. It's been more like a bank.
I've used my mother's house for her big screen TV, so I don't care.
No, I mean I go in my mom's and dad's house. I go in the freezer. I find steak and hamburger, and then I go through the pantry, find what I want, and I usually pray that my parents are, you know, at work. And my dad is a plumber, so he works odd hours. And my grandma drives me over, and so I was putting everything in the back of her car. And my dad goes, is that from Target or Alkison? And I'm like, okay, Dad, I stole it, okay? I'm borrowing it. And he's like, how can you borrow a steak? And I'm like, Dad. I go, Dad, you would kill me if I bought, like, steak for $7. And so, you know.
I do
that, and I go in there with the grill, and I find what leftovers they have, and then I steal that, too.
Here's a question.
Whenever I go over to my mom's house, it's more like a bank, because I'd be asking her for money when I'm short on change every other week. It'd be more like a bank.
Well, I don't know if anyone else buys this, but I do. I'm crazy. I love buying ground lamb. I actually eat ground lamb over ground beef. But anyway, I'm having the hardest time trying to find ground lamb lately. It's all sold out lately. And I don't know. Have you anyone heard about a shortage of lamb?
No, okay, what you do, my little David, is, what stores do you have there? Because if you go into the bigger grocery store, you will find it.
Yeah, I go to local, like, Big Y, Stop and Shop, Walmart, Stop and Shop, Walmart, ShopRite.
Try Walmart.
Like, yeah.
Try Walmart. Try the bigger Walmart Superstore, and they might have it.
I have to go down there anyway to pay my phone bill, so maybe I'll try there. I don't know. Usually I find it in ShopRite or Stop and Shop or Big Y, but if for some reason for the last week it seems like it's all sold out, and I'm thinking, is there a shortage of ground?
No. No, my dad just got some a week ago.
Or the just that more people are finding out how good it tastes, and they're starting to use it more because my God, it's delicious. I love ground lamb over. Compared to ground beef, I think it's healthier. You don't have to worry about things like mad cow disease and stuff like that. And
okay. Don't say that. I do like my hamburgers. I will say that, but
well,
you know
lie.
I can.
You know I love a good. Don't get me wrong. I love a good steak, but I'm cutting because I'm cutting back on using beef for ground beef anyway. I'm trying to cut back on using the grounds because I'm doing a thing where I was looking up on magazines and stuff about it, and some of the stuff that they're saying now on the news and in magazines and on the internet and things like that I hear about or read about is that you have to be careful what they put into the ground stuff when it comes to beef because some of it's not very healthy, some of the ground beef. And a couple of years ago, there was a couple of recalls of ground beef. So I'm kind of leery on the ground beef.
You know what I'm looking for, you guys? When I go to Chicago, my mommy will cook me an Italian thing I want. And maybe I will get my stuffed mushroom that I want so bad.
This is a general question. Does anyone here know how to sew? What? One at a time. I didn't catch the answers.
I don't know how to sew.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, I'm
sorry.
I used to.
I can't. The reason
why is because I'm actually looking to find someone who can. I have the material. I have the pattern, and I can get my hands on the fabric that I want. But I just don't have the capability or the knowledge how to sew the pieces together to make a shirt. I found this really nice pattern. Oh, that reminds me. Yeah, what you do is you go down over to Joann's Fabrics. They're having this big sale on clothing patterns right now for, what brand was it now? But anyway, the pattern usually costs like $20 for the pattern. I bought this pattern. For a shirt, and you get four different variations of what the shirt would look like. I bought this sucker, and guess how much it came to? It came to $2 for the four patterns. And it would have cost only $19.95. McCall's, that's the name of the brand. Yeah, so go over to Joann's Fabrics. They're having this great sale on clothing patterns if you know how to sew.
Bobby, I fixed your problem. I fixed your problem, by the way.
Okay.
All you have to do before you go to the game on Friday, have a little backpack and just put like Coke or Sprite or whatever you want in and put in your backpack. And, they sell at your weight. Don't they sell Coke at your work? Where you work or in the Pepsi?
Okay. Well, you know what? I think somebody was suggesting me that idea, and so I'll take your advice, too, with that, and I'll just let that person know.
Well, all you have to do is just put in a bag and then put, like, a T-shirt or anything under it so they won't see it, and then bam.
The problem is I can't bring outside food in.
What?
I can't bring outside food in.
It's not food. It's drink. They won't know if you put in your backpack. And if you got a sub All you have to do is put in your backpack and you're good.
Well, I'll try to see if I can get that pass because they will do serious searching for not only weapons but for all that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, you can't really nowadays, Carly, because of the metal detectors and everything.
Well, whenever I go to a movie, I always bring in my candy bar that I haven't got caught yet. So
candy
I'm hoping
bar.
I never get caught. But, okay, you guys, I haven't seen any of today's soaps. But I will see them tonight.
I will say this. Jason may not have his memories, but he still has his talents.
Yes, see?
Stone Cold was back today. Even though he doesn't have any memory of him being Stone Cold, his body certainly remembers. He had the moves down pat.
He sure does.
You're gonna really love what he did on today's show. It was his kick butt skills were awesome.
Awesome.
And you know, for people who say that Carly and Sunny won't get married now, go to hell, people, because they will.
Well, I think what's going to happen is the wedding's going to be postponed because Sunny's going to be in the hospital for a while.
Yeah, but people say, oh, they're glad that Carly's heart is breaking and all that. And I'm like, wait a moment, you jackass people.
Everyone knows I'm a Carly lover.
So
my bet is, if they were to get married, they would probably get married in the hospital room. That's probably where they would do it. Because if I know her father, she will marry Sunny if she has any say on the matter.
Right.
So I'll bet it will be in the hospital room.
Perfect time.
I cannot wait.
I'll bet it will either be in the hospital room or in the hospital chapel. But Sunny and Carly will eventually get married. Even if he's in a bed, he'll get married.
Definitely.
I just cannot wait to see it. And for people that love seeing Carly go through hell today waiting for Sunny, that made me mad. I saw that on Twitter.
The thing is, the funny thing is that Carly absolutely has no clue that Sunny's been shot yet.
No.
She still has no clue.
No, and you know what? And I'm going to say this. Zordon needs to back the hell out of my Sunny. You know what? If it wasn't for Sunny going around, Tuesday would have died. Okay? Let's be honest on that. Tuesday would have died. I'm sorry. It wasn't Sunny's life that got me here. It was Zordon lying about Zillion and lying about Sunny being a real cop. Right, Mom?
Yes, absolutely.
They missed some great potential there with some of the lines because if I were writing it, I would have had TJ say something like, "Hello, Sunny. Sorry I'm late to the party. I'm a little tied up at the moment." You know, I would have had TJ have a sense of humor about being in the situation, you know, and then say something. I would have had him say something like, I did try to warn him he was in trouble. Could see it.
The thing is, Sonny loved Tuesday, not only because, you know, he saw his son, but Sonny doesn't know that's, Tuesday doesn't know, but that's Molly's boyfriend. So, of course, he wouldn't want anything to happen to Molly's boyfriend. Sonny loves his niece and nephew Spencer, and so, I'm sorry, people, but Zordon is to blame on this whole thing. Sunny isn't. And if you want to blame anyone, blame Zordon and Zillion. Do not blame my Sunny. That crap doesn't work.
Okay.
Well, you know what I think? I think because of Sunny going to the rescue, I think now Jordan's going to be conflicted because she feels grateful to Sunny. All right, but at the same time, she's going to hate the fact that this lunatic came along and kidnapped her son to get to Sunny, but that, you know, she's going to be conflicted with
Sunny. It's not because of Sunny, it's because of her damn accents. It's not because of Sunny, David.
No, I'm saying when Jordan finds out about everything that's happened with TJ, she's going to be conflicted. She's going to be alternately angry that Sunny's
mob life has affected TJ.
It wasn't about sending mob life. It wasn't anything to do with Sonny.
He was kidnapped to lure Sonny there.
Right.
Yeah, because of what Zodin and Zillion had done. Lied. Zodin lied and told everyone.
This is not Julian. I'm telling you, this is not Julian. Julian did not change this. He's being set up for this.
Oh, okay, right.
Charlie, he's being set up for this. Julian is a patsy on this. I honestly think Rick's behind this mess.
Oh, bullshit.
I don't trust Rick anymore.
No. Number one, Rick would not hurt his brother. And Rick would not hurt Molly's boyfriend. Okay? He would not have done it. Yeah, he does some little things, but no. He would not hurt his brother. He went to the house and said, good luck. I wish I could be there, but Carly doesn't want me there. Bam. It's not Rick, it's Julian and Zodin's fault. And I will say
Julian.
That and say that.
So I'll tell you, it's not Julian, it's not Rick, and it's got to be some new player that we've never heard of. You know, I don't know if there's any truth to this, but I heard a rumor that Rad's parents are in the mob.
I get that. But for going after TJ like that, my God is telling me Zillion's fingerprint is all over this.
Mm-hmm.
And if people say, oh, he would never touch the kid, no. That's Sonny. That is not Zillion. Zillion would touch them. Zillion tried to get Morgan to look for him. So I'm sorry. I will say it's Zillion. Mom, Maggie, what do you think?
Well, it's Carlos. I know that for damn sure. It was his MO with the gloves and that gun he was using. But I wouldn't be just surprised if Jerry Jack is kind of pulling the strings.
Oh, my God, Jerry Jack. I cannot stand the man. Seriously, every time I see him, I start to throw up a little in my mouth, okay? You know why? Because he's still breathing, and Alan's dead, okay, because of Jerry. Okay, that's how we lost Alan because of Jerry Jack. And every time he shows up, I want to throw up in my mouth a little bit. Because he's Jerry is like a cockroach, and he always seems to come back, you know, to torment them.
The scene is,
Well, that's interesting. Now, I haven't seen today's days yet, but
if you say a word, David, you're dead because I haven't seen it yet.
I will say I feel sorry. I feel sorry for two characters on this show who really don't deserve the misery that's coming their way.
Right. And the Day's killer claimed another victim.
And
I think
I know who the killer is.
Yes, we know.
I think I know who the killer is.
It's Clyde.
And also,
I think the killer. I can't prove it, but I think the killer may be Ben.
No, it's Clyde.
It's not Clyde.
I'm telling you, I think it's Clyde's son Ben. I think
right.
Ben is the killer.
Well, I got on DVR, so I'll watch it this weekend. But I also
You know why I think Ben's the killer? Because of something that somebody said. In an article I was reading in one of the soap magazines. I don't remember. I think it was the Soap Opera Digest. But there was an article saying about Ben revealing a dark side to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been acting a little strange lately, and I'm not quite sure of his alibis during some of the stuff that's been happening between the two murders so far.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that, too, when I was watching one of these shows from last week. I think maybe when Abigail was having a dream thinking that Chad mm-hmm. was behind it and then woke up and was telling Ben about it.
Right, and you think about it. he's insinuating himself in the situation. He has all the motive and opportunity to frame Chad because of Abigail. I think about it. I think it's Ben because of his thing against Chad. He says
right.
He's got to take the fall for his crime.
Right.
Abigail has absolutely no idea.
Chad
is
Ben.
Her fiance to be is a serial killer.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be interesting. And also another interesting thing is a fan favorite is back, one half of a very popular super couple back in the day on Days. And they were showing them at the end of Friday show how revealing him, but he came back today. I haven't watched it yet, but I'll watch it later this weekend. But
why didn't you go to bed?
Well, I'm about to go to bed soon, but
no,
you
okay,
watch
Bobby,
very...
you go to bed way too early.
I'm saying it here, guys, that if Ben turns out to be the killer, you guys all owe me $10 gift certificates on Amazon.com.
I'm okay.
I don't know about
we are not betting. We cannot bet on this, though.
But,
sorry, not me.
But
I think it's Ben.
But you know who I feel sorry for this certain guy? I feel sorry for his daughter, Sierra, because I know Sierra hasn't had a dad in a while and everything else, but whoever's going to play her as a teen versus what happened with Lauren, she's going to probably just question why in the hell to have her father, if Bo, been out of her life for most years. It's going to be almost similar to what we've seen with Joey right now.
But you know what? Zoe different. Kayla's never sent him to
Quiet school.
Morning. Yeah. Okay, you guys. We have 3 more minutes, and Colleen's having a hot dog for dinner, maybe 2. Because it sounds really good right now. I can either have hot dogs, a leftover pizza, or mozzarella sticks. I went food shopping on Friday. I went food shopping. I'm really proud of myself.
Thanks, girl.
I know. Okay, you guys, let's end it here. Tomorrow night we have Jerry Vandone on here at 5 o'clock.
Yes,
the
yes,
number.
Yes. What time? What time is this? What time is this interview?
The same time as it was today, David.
Awesome. Awesome, because I'll just be getting home from dinner. I'm going to look forward to meeting. See, again, you're getting all the people that I have for years wanted to speak with. And Jerry Vandone is one of the top people. I love Clint Buchanan to death. He is, you know.
And Ralph Morris. Don't forget your little guy, right?
Yeah.
The thing of it is, getting him, that's a big coup, getting him, because after One Life to Live, he retired from soap. So,
it's great that you're getting all these guests, Carly, because I have suggested some of them to you on Twitter and through Texas, and I've been suggesting Maggie a few ideas, and even suggested to Corey a few ideas, but I'm glad you're getting it done, like the comedians say, get her done.
Okay, you guys, we are going to go. My side is hurting again. So, you guys, relax tonight. See you all tomorrow night at 5 West Coast.
Okay, you have a good night, Carly.
8 East time,
night,
7 o'clock, Cigar. Night, guys.
Yes, good night,
boys.
Good night, everybody.
Night, Mom.
Night.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.